Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Our first hard fact of the day, 859 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 555 of those were in Lagos. So continue to limit your movement, because as you can see, the fourth wave is here. It's not playing with you. When you must go out to work or to buy essentials, wear a mask, keep your distance from people, and wash and sanitize your hands. Second hard fact of the day, you can still get vaccinated, so please find where these vaccines are available at the primary healthcare centers closest to you and get your shot today. And thank you for tuning in to Hard Facts. I have a great show for you today. We'll start with the big three. We'll talk about Ikeja Electric and estimated billing. Then let's talk about Malami's reasons for Buhari not signing the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. And then let's talk about police in Ghana saying that they will arrest pastors whose New Year prophecies cause panic. Chukwudi will bring you committee report at the top of the hour, of course. And then we'll bring you today's big hard fact, where we'll take a look back at all of the big political stories we covered on Hard Facts this year. So the biggest political stories of 2021. Our year in review continues with a new theme today. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So you get to decide what the biggest stories were. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. Now listen to every minute of this show, because there's always something great happening. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Discos overcharging customers with estimated bills. Is Malami right about the direct primary mandate? And can New Year's prophecies incite public panic? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is happening right here in Lagos. Customers of Ikeja Electric are complaining about what they believe are unfair practices regarding estimated billing. I'm joined by one of those customers right now, John Mackinday. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what's happening with your electric bill.
So we've been having an issue with estimation bill since sometime last year.
Okay.
So when it became an issue that the marketer will come around and then they disconnect your lights, claiming that you have to pay something before they reconnect it.
Yeah.
So I decided to clear the bill. The estimation bill then for the two meters in my house was over 60,000.
Okay.
And I cleared everything.
Okay.
So ever since we cleared it, we've decided that we'll be paying whatever the marketer comes to read on the meter.
Okay.
And then, you know, whatever our estimation is, we decided to cut down on a lot of our, you know, electricity usage and all that. If you're going out, you make sure you switch off everything, you know, all those things, just so that we don't spend so much.
Mm.
So what we just realized that after paying consistently for like 6-7 months, the marketer will just come to the house one day and say, this is your meters, they are not working properly. This is not the bill, this is this. And I said, we didn't touch this meter. There's nothing, it's still the same thing, you know. The next thing, we used to get, you know, average 3,008, 3,007, 4,000. All of a sudden, you just give us 18,000. The other meter that used to have like 8,000, 7,000, they just give us 14,000. So while we were discussing with, you know, the marketer to explain, you know, what is the justification for this exorbitant deal, she said it's from the office. And, you know, I said, okay, fine, I'll find time to come down and, you know, speak to your people. So one day I just got a call. I was not at home, that she's on ground. Her name is Joyce Okafo. She said that they have to pay something. That if we don't pay, she's going to disconnect our wire from the pole.
Joyce, to be clear, Joyce Okafo is a marketer with...
Yes, Joyce Okafo.
She's in the marketing department of the Ikeja Electric Company.
Yes. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So... when I got the call, I was a little bit worried. I also said, we just said we're going to discuss with the office and all. She said, no, the next thing I heard, she has disconnected the wire.
Okay.
So I told them, okay, fine, you know what, let's find something, let's pay. So we paid 13,000 out of the, I think over 30-something thousand estimation that was given to us. We paid 13,000. And I said, okay, fine, they should pay that. The next thing I'll get the call that she's insisting that we pay reconnection fee. I got furious. For what? You are still in the exit. You are still there. You're saying I should pay reconnection fee. I said, okay, give me a receipt. He said that they cannot, that if I have to collect it, I have to come to the office. So I didn't want all those back and forth. So I just said, okay, fine, pay them 2,000 for reconnection fee. So I wrote a letter to Ikeja Electric after that incident. And I copied NEC. To my surprise, Ikeja Electric did not respond to my mail. It was after a week that I sent a reminder that this is a week. No acknowledgement, nothing from you guys, that NEC that was on copy now replied me that, you know, get a physical copy.
NEC is the regulator, right?
Yeah, the regulator.
Mm-hmm.
Ikeja Forum at NEC, something like that.
Okay.
So I went to the, she said, they sent me a note that I should get a physical copy, go to the office and get a stamp.
Right.
That after 15 days, if it's not resolved, then I can come back to them and, you know, give them all evidences and all that, that they will take it up from there. So I went to the office. I met one Mr. Taiwo. The office is at Ipaja, that Olude Fatolu side.
Okay.
So I went there and I decided they're already working on it and we should not worry. They gave me the stamp and the man assured me that he will send people from the office to come and check the meter if it is readable.
Okay.
And that if it's not readable, then they will advise on what to do, how we're going to pay and all that.
Okay.
To my surprise, this same marketer, this Joseph Okafor girl,
mm-hmm.
came today. And the next thing is that we have to pay. I saw that the whole correspondence, everything now we have, you know, sent mail, done right. All that, and this is what the office is saying.
Right.
And she insisted that I have to pay. I said, how do you expect me to pay? It's like me and you are fighting for land and you are telling me that I should still be building. It doesn't make sense now.
Right.
So the next thing, she disconnected my light. What infuriated me is that there are people who are not even paying, who are owing in their 40s, 50,000, 60,000, their light is still there. Once they just tip you, or they bribe the next thing, they leave your light. There are people that are still reading their meters. But when I was now trying to investigate why all this rubbish, someone said allegedly that the mistake I made was I'm paying regularly. That the more you are paying regularly, they think you have the money, and then they start to bill you. You understand? Right now, my light is disconnected. And it's not yet 15 days for the issue to be resolved.
And you're saying that you told Joyce Okafor that...
Joyous.
Joyous. Her name is Joyous.
Yes, Joyous Okafor.
Joyous Okafor. So you told Joyous Okafor from Ikeja Electric,
yes,
that you know, this is an ongoing matter. You're trying to resolve it. Their regulator is already involved. Their offices is already aware. You showed her the correspondence between you and her office, and she still said that she was going to disconnect your light.
Yes.
Now, did she tell you why she was going to disconnect your light anyway?
Because I didn't pay anything. I have to pay. And I said, what's the subscription of paying?
Did you tell her that the office told you not to pay yet until they resolved? And she said you have to pay.
Yes.
Did you ask her to call anyone at the office to confirm what you were saying?
Yes, she made a call in my phone.
Okay.
And when she made a call, she still said she could disconnect it.
I see. Okay. So, what do you want to do next?
I mean, that's why I'm calling. I don't know, because right now my line has been disconnected. I don't think I'm going to be there because today is public holiday. I mean, tomorrow I want to go to the office. I mean, it's unfair because almost people, everybody in this area, they keep complaining.
Have you asked them for a prepaid meter? Because I figure that a prepaid meter solves this problem. Okay?
I have applied.
What's the situation there?
They've not done anything about it. They just said they're processing it.
And in the meantime, they continue to give you estimated bills.
Yes.
John,
and I'm not the only one. People around here. So I think the trick is you give your estimated bill. They come and threaten you with, we're going to disconnect your line. You pay small. They'll come again. We'll disconnect your line. We'll pay small. So your bill will just keep increasing. There's a lady that, while I was complaining, she allegedly said that the light has been disconnected for over a year. Yet they are still sending out bill, and it's going to over 190,000 now.
And her light has been disconnected for over a year.
Yes.
And they're still sending her bill.
To the village.
Good Lord. Okay. John Makinde, thank you so much for calling us. We'll stay on this story and hopefully it resolves before we escalate it all the way up to NERC. But thank you so much for calling to share your story with us, yes?
Thank you, President Sandra. Please don't let me... Save me. That's why we're calling you, our president.
Okay, John. John, thanks for sharing that story. We're also going to work on getting Ikeja Electric on the show as well to hear their side of the story. But Lagos, you heard John Makinde's story. Maybe it sounds familiar to you. Maybe it's a similar story to your story. Tell us about your experience with the electric company. What do you think needs to be done about how estimated bills are handled? Because I use a prepaid meter, right? And in a month, I'm not recharging more than 40,000 naira in a month. In a month, I recharge to 10,000 naira, will take me at least 10 days where I live, right? But that's a prepaid meter. Right? So depending on how there's light, if there's a lot of light and I use a lot of equipment in that month, then I know that I'm going to spend a lot of money recharging. So it's ridiculous for me to hear that there are people who are getting like, 180,000 a month and, you know, ridiculous amounts like that when you're not a factory. Kilo day, even if you have all the ACs on in your house, you're not going to reach 180,000 if you're living in a regular one-bedroom apartment or two-bedroom or three-bedroom, you know? But, you're experiencing this, so you tell me about it. Tell me your experience. What do you think needs to be done here? Do you believe that NERC, the regulator, is doing a good enough job regulating how the discos handle estimated billing? Because they're not even supposed to be doing estimated billing anymore. You are supposed to have a prepaid meter. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
That's Estonia.
Good to have you on the show.
I'm calling from Igondo, precisely.
Good to have you on the show.
The issue we have with the NEPA is, I think last week they came to court light. They refused to bring prepared meter around the site.
Okay.
So what they do is they come to court people's light. Sometimes they will want you to bribe them. Then when you pay them, they will not cut your light. Then they will ask you to go and pay. You understand?
Okay.
So last 2 weeks they came to court light around our area. So I had a particular landlord paid his NEPA bill, and they still went ahead to cut his light. So this man became angry and used chain to chain his the pole on the, sorry, the ladder on the pole. So they started calling and it resulted to fight. They said the man hit the one of the NEPA official with a sham or something like that. He's healed in the hospital. So because of that, NEPA went to transformer and disconnected everything and took away the wire. That is the story we are on now.
Okay. And this is happening in Igondo.
Yes.
And allegedly charms are involved.
Yes, that is what they claim, that the man hit the person with charm.
Charm. Which disco is this? Is this Ikeja or EKDP?
Yes, EKDP.
EKDP or Ikeja Electric?
I think it's Ikeja Electric.
You think? Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this story with us. Do we know how it's going to get resolved?
They said that we shouldn't expect light in a year. That's the latest thing I'm hearing.
Good Lord. Thanks for calling to share your story. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you turn your radio off?
This is a 75-year-old grandma talking.
Oh, grandma, welcome. Oh, but please help me and turn your radio off. Oh.
Yes, I have turned it off.
Uh-huh,
I'm even surprised that I will get you today. I'm talking from Somolu.
Okay, welcome.
If I tell you what NEPA has been doing, this Ikeja Electric, the place I'm talking about now, I live at Ikorodu, but I'm talking about our parents' house at Somolu.
Okay.
The house has 8 prepaid meters.
Okay.
Before we even got the prepaid meters, we had to pay all the debts. All the debts owed by some of our tenants who ran away and left the bills for us.
For you.
We paid Ikeja Electric to the tune of over 800,000.
Wow.
Yes. There was a flat there. The boy ran away and left a bill of 351,000.
Okay.
Just like that, randomly like that, we paid everything.
Okay.
Before then, NEPA, Ikeja Electric, brought a bill of over 500,000 for us. We don't have a factory in that house, only flats, nothing done. We've been shuffling between Ikeja Electric. There was a time when they were at Igbobi. We were going there. From Igbobi, we went to Savoy. We have been going there about 4 years ago now. Can you believe the thing has not been resolved?
Wow.
We appeal to them that we don't have anything in the compound. We don't even have that meter in our compound. NEPA has refused to take action up till now. We were even there again last week when they invited us. Now, the way Ikeja Electric deals with people, even in the house I live at Ikorodu, is the same thing. They have been coming there until I told them one day, stop coming to this compound. There are 4 flats here. And we have 5 prepaid meters. I took one for water pump, not to cause any wahala.
Okay.
You will just see them open the gate, come in, walk around the house, go to the back.
Okay.
And they were saying that they want to know whether there is one wire tapped at the back. I said, how can that be possible? My dear, Ikeja Electric is a thorn in people's flesh. If you know how they treat people, at least with my age, with gray hair on my head, I can't be lying against NEPA again. It's too much.
Grandma.
They ill-treat people. Imagine giving us a bill of 550-something thousand. We don't have that. We explained to them, we don't even have that meter in that house. So how come? They refuse to budge? Because the bill is still with them. They invited us last week. Myself and my sister, we are over 70, shortly between and their Anthony office. We didn't even know that one before. Between that place and Savoy again. My dear, if the government can do something, Ikeja Electric is a thorn in people's flesh.
Grandma, thank you so much for calling to share your story with me. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This Friday, I'm coming from Bakos, Lekpo, after.
Okay, welcome Friday.
Our own company here is Eco Electric.
Eco Disco.
Company.
Okay.
See, our own here is, you know what they do, Sandra?
What?
They will put a meter at the transformer.
Okay.
Then at the end of the transformer, whatever the transformer consumes, they will just share it equally. If you have a 2-bedroom flat, you do. And somebody who has a 10 flat in his building, they will give us equal bill. This is what has been going on in our place, Sandra. Do you know funny thing? Very close to our street, there is this street, Sandra.
Mm.
This street, the people that live here, they are this Jenny, all this Nijin. They have custom light because all of them in that street, they have to pay meter.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing.
They have to pay meter.
Yeah.
But they are foreigners. They are the one, the owner of that street. You know, they like to live together in one place. They have to pay meter. But our here, we are begging for pay meter. Nobody is listening to us, Sandra.
It is quite
true. If you just manage to have your two bedroom flat beauty, you are paying the same amount to somebody who is using his own beauty for commercial purposes.
Mm. And it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Friday, thank you so much for calling to share with me. We're streaming live on Facebook, so you can leave us your comments there. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I think I'm going to take a couple of messages, and then we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll move on to our second story, but you can still talk about the first story. If you just tuned in, customers of Ikeja Electric are complaining about what they believe are unfair practices regarding estimated billing. We spoke with one of their customers, John McInday. We have spoken to you, sharing your own stories about Ikeja Electric, and now Eko Disco has also joined the conversation. But when we come back from a break, we'll move on to the story about Malami, but you can still talk about your own experience with the distribution companies, the electricity distribution companies, in Lagos. Mubarak says, Sandra, I'm even surprised that your interviewee is billed 14,000 naira on a meter. My last bill was over 50,000 naira. Cumulatively, my bill is almost 300k and it keeps piling up. Same Ikeja Electric. I don't own a bakery. I've applied for prepaid meter since last year and I'm yet to get one. They charge bills that they cannot pay themselves. It's ridiculous the amount that they're charging. Like, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. You have to be consuming quite a lot for you to consume 300,000 naira per month. What's it called now? 300,000 naira cumulative bill. My goodness. Well, I mean, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, and my mind is refusing to wrap around this. All right, let's take that break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. If you want to follow me, keep track of what I'm doing off air. But don't go away. Malami is up next.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
It's 3:30 and the Attorney General says that President Buhari rejected the Electoral Act amendment partly because it could affect security. That's our second story. Abubakar Malami was speaking to a radio station in Kano and he was asked why the president did not sign the bill. And like the president, he pointed specifically to the part of the bill that called for direct primaries by all parties to be supervised by INEC. Malami said the cost of that would prevent the government from spending on other needed things like beefing up national security or education or healthcare. Malami points out that INEC needs 305 billion naira for the next general elections. He also points out that a political party's nationwide direct primary is almost like a general election and therefore will cost almost as much. So funding and running 18 primaries for 18 parties would be too big a cost in Malami's view. Do you agree with him? Now, of course, there's an opposing view which says that the money for running these direct primaries should come from the parties themselves, not INEC or the federal government. That way, only serious parties that are able to raise the money internally for direct primaries will be able to participate. And if that's how it's done, Malami's point of view about the cost to the government no longer comes up. But others say that this private funding of direct primaries would shut out parties that don't have deeper pockets and that this will reduce the amount of democracy in the system. What do you think? So three arguments there. Malami's own, the second argument, the third argument. Where do you stand? Men, call me on 01 400 993 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. Women, call me on 01 465 7190. You can still talk about our first story. If John Makinde's story sounds familiar with you, his story with Joyous Okafor, a marketer with Ikeja Electric, if that story sounds familiar to you, if it sounds similar to your experience and you'd like to share your experience with Ikeja Electric or perhaps Eko Disco, please feel free to do that. 01465 7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
My name is Simbian, calling from Mojo.
Good to have you on the show, go ahead.
Yes, Sandra, you know, it's very unfortunate that we have a government that is not sincere and truthful and claims that they are working for the best of the country. But you can see the hypocrisy with them. How can Malami be saying us that it will bring insecurity to the country? In my school, in my class of today, students vote online for the SCG election. They don't come physically. You stay in your hostel, in your lodge, and you vote, and it's transmitted, and it's been observed. We don't need people to gather, coming all the parts of Nigeria to assemble at Eagle Square in Abuja to conduct a national primary election for political parties. We're in a digital age, for instance. Why are these people taking us back? Honestly, I don't just understand. In this 21st century, what will be the cost of that? It's just very unfortunate we have leaders that doesn't have the interest of it. And they don't want to change the status quo because they know it benefits them. They still want to continue manipulating it to their own selfish interest. It's very unfortunate. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Auntie Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank calling from Ojuala, but the Vice President of ASFAN.
Welcome. Go ahead.
And Sandra, I want to talk about this co-distribution.
All right.
You see, the kind of bid they are bringing to us here, it's no good. It is so alarming because I don't know what we are using here, that they will be bringing bill of 30,000, 120,000 in a month. And if you ask them, they will say that that is what we are consuming, that it's not them that is doing it. Do you know that there is one man in my neighbor, because of this thing, that this man disconnected his wire from the pole. They are still bringing bill for that man till today. The board generator, he said that he doesn't want their problem. Then how are they getting it? How are they getting all this bill now that they are bringing? For our own here now, I don't have much thing inside the compound that I'm using. It's only the normal appliances that women be used. And it's not every time we use it. But they will be bringing bills that I don't know. And it's not every time we are having light here. As I'm talking to you, I'm using them. We don't have light. Until evening now, they will bring it. In the morning, they will take it. But the bill will be piling up. Why are they doing like this? Is it what the government tell them to be doing? Because I believe in that government knows about it. That is why they are not saying anything about it. Thank you, Auntie Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling, Frank. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Auntie Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Blessing, calling from Jakande.
Welcome, Blessing. All right, call back if you can. Let's take a look at WhatsApp. We've got some messages there. Sandra, problem is the discos believe they're doing their customers a favor, and the customers also behave as if they're being done a favor as well. The old NEPA attitude continues because their staff were transferred in the main to the discos. There's no customer is king. If the mindset doesn't change, nothing will change. Manny from Houston with that message. The problem is majorly with the regulators and not the service providers. They know that the regulator will not impose on them any tangible sanction because most officials will collect bribes from them. This gives them the authority to keep trampling on people's rights. Sandra, we need protests in this country because of this NEPA issue. If I tell you my own story, you will pity me, Oliver from Ikorodu. Sandra, the poor marketer Joyous Okafo is in the middle of confusion and indecision from her organization and those she attends to in the public. The truth is that the poor lady is on a target that she has to meet up, and the fear of losing her job is the beginning of wisdom. The dude on the phone may not be telling the actual truth until you find out from the source. Always remember, Sandra, it takes two to tangle. Adeboyega Adedeji with that message there. Sandra, this is a big issue that we need to address. This NEPA thing is a big problem in my area here in Awoyaya. There's no light. They keep bringing outrageous bills. We've not had light throughout this festive season. Not even 1 hour of light. There's so much corruption in that sector. All right. Thank you for your message. Let's take another call and then we'll move on to our final story. 99.3.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Chibo. Chibo from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Chibo.
One of the guys that won this thing on support.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, he sent me a message yesterday that I should dial the number. I've been trying to dial the number, but the number is not connecting. I don't know why.
Keep trying. It's probably network.
He says it's a network technical problem. I don't know. Yesterday.
Keep trying. It's network technical problem.
Now, wow.
Others don't try, they don't get their own. So you try, you go get them.
I know it's I don't know it's a recharge card now.
I don't know. Try and find out what it is.
I can try. It's not connected. It's not enough.
I'm not in charge of network now. Am I in charge of network?
Wow.
Keep trying, keep trying. It will work. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I'm AJ Doom from Suwe.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I want to congratulate our president for rejecting the bill.
Okay.
I want to say here that President Buhari is more of a Democrat than those people in National Assembly. Sandra, I hope you have not forgotten how National Assembly subjected INEC to NCT. We are aware, we know how National Assembly leadership was not keen on allowing the result to be transmitted electronically. If not because of the pressure of Nigerians, which the pressure forced them to allow INEC to determine how they will transmit their results. National Assembly leadership are not Democrats. That bill they passed, they did not do it in the interest of Nigeria because of the law of Nigerians. No! The leadership of National Assembly, both Senate and House of Reps, are in the same party with the president. If they are working for Nigeria, they will seek for the input of the president before passing the bill. Sandra, we know how the leadership emerged. We know how Saraki defeated Lawan in last term. We know how Dogara defeated Femi in last term. We know the party chieftains that supported Femi and Lawan to emerge. We know that president did not endorse anybody. The president allowed the National Assembly to choose their leader because he's a Democrat. When they emerge, they begin to do work for their emperor, for their prime masters. Nigerians beg them to allow INEC to transmit the results. Exactly. They subject INEC to NCC. Finally.
But you know that this bill that got to the House, that was signed by both houses, you know that it doesn't subject INEC to the NCC, right?
Yes, because of the pressure of Nigerians. Sandra, please, before I go, let me make this point. Please, before I go, I want to say that if the National Assembly runs Nigerian democracy, what I personally expect them to do is, since the president has rejected it, when they resume in January, that clause that the first party to conduct the election by direct, it is not the National Assembly to regulate the parties.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
thank you. My name is Torian.
Good to have you on the show.
Two things. I used to have a bad experience with the Ikeja Electric, right?
Okay.
I mean, so bad that I almost went into depression. That's how bad.
Wow.
So what people are calling you about and expressing, you can never understand the kind of pain.
Right.
Ever
right.
understand that kind of pain.
Right.
And I would get 20,000, 25,000, 30,000, 15,000 every month.
Okay.
Up and down, up and down. Finally, I got, before I could get my
prepaid meter?
The prepaid meter.
Right.
That took ever writing, going up and down. And I tell you, I spent 20,000 naira for 2.5 months.
Wow.
2.5 months compared to 20,000, 25,000, 30,000 a month.
Right.
I would travel an entire month and I would still get a bill for 25,000.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right, yeah.
So, Ikeja Electric, wherever the hell they are, they need to fix this mess because they appear very greedy, very corrupt, and they see their customers as transactions. They don't see their customers as people that are paying their damn salary. When you call them online and you listen to their brand marketing, does not fit the attitude that the customers are complaining about.
True.
Complete opposite.
True.
They don't give a damn about the people.
Mm.
They just give a damn about making money. And the reason why the regulators can just talk, all they do is they just talk. They don't do anything because they're all the same. Somebody's collecting something from somebody.
Oh, no. The connection there's just gone mad. But thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And I'm glad that, were able to get out of depression and get your prepaid meter. Because I can't even begin to imagine what that must have been like. But, let me bring you our final story. And then we can go back to talking about all three stories that I've shared with you on the show today. The Ghanaian police... Yes, this final story is taking us out of the country and all the way to Ghana. The Ghanaian police is warning pastors about doomsday New Year's prophecies. Let me read you the statement from Superintendent Alexander Obeng, the Ghana Police Director of Public Affairs. The statement is titled Ghana Police Service Statement on Communication of Prophecies and Their Legal Implications. It says, quote, as the year 2021 draws to a close, the Ghana Police Service wishes to draw the attention of Ghanaians, especially religious groups, to the fact that whereas we have the right to religion, freedom of worship, and free speech, all of these rights are subject to the respect for the rights and freedoms of others according to our laws. Over the years, communication of prophecies of harm, danger, and death by some religious leaders have created tension and panic in the Ghanaian society and put the lives of many people in fear and danger. We want to caution that under Ghanaian law, it is a crime for a person to publish or reproduce a statement, rumor, or report which is likely to cause fear and alarm to the public or to disturb the public peace, where that person has no evidence to prove that the statement, rumor, or report is true. It is also a crime for a person by means of electronic communication service to knowingly send a communication that is false or misleading and likely to prejudice the efficiency of life-saving service or to endanger the safety of any person. A person found guilty under these laws could be liable to a term of imprisonment of up to 5 years. We therefore wish to caution all Ghanaians, especially religious groups and leaders, to be measured in their utterances, especially how they communicate prophecies, which may injure the right of others and the public interest. The Ghana Police Service wishes to place on record that the police are not against prophecies. We acknowledge that we Ghanaians are a religious people who know and believe in the centrality of God in our lives. The police wish to assure all religious organizations that we are committed to ensuring maximum security during the 31st December night end of year services and beyond. There should be no apprehensions, therefore, about undertaking the various activities. We ask only that everyone keeps within the law and is mindful of the welfare of each other. End quote. So that's the attitude that the Ghana police are taking towards prophecies at the end of the year. And I wonder what you think. Do you think that there's merit to their warning? Or do you think that prophecies shouldn't be judged by the same standards that we judge other public statements, like whether they end up being true or whether they're likely to cause fear or alarm? Do you think, you know, prophecies should be exempt from those kinds of rules? Or do you think, Ghana actually has a point? 01465-7190. Women, call me on that number. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook, and you can share your comments on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hello, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Babaji on the line.
Welcome.
I think that name has stick to you. Chris, wherever he is, he has given different name to all the Nigeria IFO presenter, and that is good, honestly.
All right.
Quickly, let me talk about, I would have loved to talk about both the first, the second, and the third.
Go ahead.
Well, let me pick from the second because of time, Sandra.
Okay.
The Attorney General of the Federation saying they rejected the bill just because of the direct and indirect primaries. And just because of security and the money they are going to spend. And you said something, that the last time you check, the executive, the president is not giving money to parties again.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've asked a question. You know, ab initio,
yeah.
The INEC will give money to parties.
Yeah.
They stop it.
They don't do that.
So what is the rationale, you ask me now, that the majority in the House, we force it on the opposition that local parties should go on with, is it direct? Direct primary.
Direct primaries, yes.
How? For example, that the small parties, let's say Labour, APGA, name them.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to source their money from? That tells you that they smuggle it just to jettison the major issue, the electronic transmission.
Okay.
And they know what they are doing. You cannot tell me the executive don't know what is happening in the House. I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I remember vividly when they were shopping for the Ninth Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
They said they will work with, you know, the lawmakers that will work with the executive.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they pick our Femi Gbajabiamila.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you telling me? Are you telling me, Sandra, or anybody listening, that what is going on in the House, the Attorney General don't know, the President don't know? What I'm saying here is that the card they are playing, most people may not understand,
okay,
just because of the electronic transmission. They just want to, you know, throw the baby and the bathwater away, which is very, very sad. Remember, the ruling party told Nigeria that they are going to leave a legacy, that they are going to make sure that the election they are going to conduct under their watch is going to be free and fair. But what is going on now, I tell you, Sandra, nothing will come out from it. They cannot even veto the president, which is very sad.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
you
Baba
are doing
G.
an amazing job.
Thank you so much, Baba G, for calling 99.3.
Sandra.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Please, I'm still on the matter.
Which matter?
Daughter, holding penny. Please help me sort it out before you close today.
Oh yeah, hold on. Stay on the line. Let me see if your name is on our list of winners.
On 24th.
Let's see if your name is on our list of winners.
We'll see.
If your name isn't there, then you didn't win.
It is there. She took down my name.
Are you Lota Okonkwo?
Yes.
They've sent it to you now.
I've not gotten anything on this my line, no.
Okay.
I think she sends it to another number.
Does your number end with 7074?
7073.
Oh, 73. Hey, well. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, we're going to sort that out.
You.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, bye. 99.3, hello?
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Goziquagi. Malami is supposed to do what we call public opinion and the see waiting me and other people and the comrades. And Nigerians are talking. He cannot just come and decide for Nigeria that it's because of insecurity. Let me tell you, the last caller before my sister have said it all. And If you can sell the gold and the gold where they for Kaduna River, what they don't discover, and do many things, and stop that railway from Kaduna to Nigeria, and it will give 18 to do direct primary. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Auntie, let me tell you, you want to welcome here?
You will want to. Don't be.
I'm not happy here.
Please be happy.
So concerning the police of Ghana, I want that law to come to Nigeria. And you get one pastor before why they buy you book. And that very thing I recover the call. I said, listen to me. And the 2012, and they buy you book for him. If pastor go smoke finish to come, I go sit down, they do usher. He go say, I hear from God. I see God. Is there any person where see God? Where you look a plan? And is there anybody where you hear from God? Where you hear look a block? And see, I the police will say, anybody that will punish me as our former coach give me hypertension, any person that will come give us fake prophecy that they did not bring did not bring out cure of coronavirus, and I not support it. I support Ghana police.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I'm not sure why you're confessing a crime to me, because you know Indian hemp is illegal, isn't it? Sandra, Ghanaian police just showed the NPF their real job, protecting the interests of a country, no matter the position. Well, their motto says, serving with integrity. Please let them change our own from NPF to Nigerian Police Service. TJ from Aja with that message. He also says that Malami is just reading the script of his master. The NAS scammed Nigerians. When the whole nation clamored for electronic transmission of result, they devised a way to truncate that bill by including direct primary. Without the presidential assent, there won't be electronic transmission of election results. TJ, thanks for your message. Sandra, I just read the Ghana restriction news and it sounds funny to me. I don't know how they plan to do this, or if they want these pastors to lie or polish the truth or revelations that they've gotten or will get. Well, my advice is this: the pastors or religious leaders should read out the positive, good prophecies and keep the bad ones to themselves and pray for God's mercy. There's sense in what they're doing, but the whole thing just sounds funny. That's Francis with that message. Francis, thank you so much for messaging us. Someone else says, I love this rule from Ghana on prophecy. All these pastors need to be curbed. They cause more harm than good. That's a message from Chooks in Aja. Sandra, I want to inform the station that Glow customers cannot connect to the mail line. I hope you're dialing the right number. Okay. Well, thank you very much to everybody who has called in and who has participated. Community Report is up next. When that is done at 5 o'clock, you and I will take a look at all the big political stories that broke this year. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.